page 38. Jekyll and Hyde.
I think that the first time reader is led to believe that Hyde and Jekyll are two different people. And there was a great tradition in mid to late Victorian literature of doppelgangers and mirrors and doubles and devils that represent the internal personality externalised in some way. So they thought Hyde was a different person. What's the connection between them? And only just, it's a real delayed drop in this book, but just before the denouement, suddenly, my God, they're the same person. It must have come as a huge shock. And in fact, a lot of the reviews said that they couldn't believe the reveal when it happened, because they'd never actually encountered anything like this. I mean, one of the early reviewers says, we should welcome a spectre, a ghoul, even a vampire, rather than meet Mr. Edward Hyde.
Is that terrifying, that move of the devil from being outsiders to the devil being insiders?
Yeah, and I think the subtlety of that, of this idea of the brute that Jekyll tries to repress, and the more he cages it, the more it comes out roaring. So the more he tries to put a stopper in the bottle, the more Hyde gets really angry. Hyde's okay at the beginning, actually. He gets more and more nasty because Jekyll tries harder and harder to repress him. That's a very interesting theme. If you try to put down your brute instincts, it actually gets worse. But also that, you know, we're at the crucible of psychoanalysis, in a way. Freud has just started going to lectures on hysteria. Charcot in Paris is experimenting with getting to what they would eventually call the subconscious through hypnotism, public displays of hypnotism. So all of this, people are trying to find a language to describe what goes on inside people's heads. And at just that moment, Stevenson somehow stumbles on this metaphor that says it all.
Copyright BBC Worldwide Limited.